Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Good day. I am Natalie Pierce, a graduate of the Faculty of Humanities and Education at the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. On this day, September 11th, 1883, the leading newspaper of the day, the Barbados Agricultural Reporter, informed its readers of a critical meeting that occurred the day before in Bridgetown at the offices of the Commercial Hall. The five-hour meeting, which started at noon, was attended by some of the leading merchants and property owners in Bridgetown, such as J. Gardiner Austin, Edmund Baeza, E.T. Granum, and Cotto Racker, to name a few, to bring to the attention of the government the acute problems with the water supply in the city. Conscious of past fires that threatened to ruin the city, the gentlemen who attended the meeting passed three resolutions. The first centered on the operations of the Bridgetown Waterworks Company. This company, 3 years earlier, suffered an accident with its water mains to the city, leading to a severe decrease in the water supply to the city. For several hours, water had to be turned off, thereby threatening the sanitation and the city's ability to respond to fires. The first resolution, therefore, called on the governor to establish a commission to investigate the causes of the issue and adopt all measures necessary to restore normal supply. The mention of sanitation came against the backdrop of the cholera epidemic 30 years earlier that killed over 20,000 people in about 3 to 4 months. The second resolution noted that it was a duty of government to provide a proper supply of water, not only to the city of Bridgetown, but to the island generally as far as was practicable. It urged the governor in council and both branches of the legislature to take steps to utilize the abundant supply of water now running to waste in Bormiston Cave. Up to this period, the water company had relied on water from Ben Spring St. John. As a result of this resolution, the water companies paid more attention to the use of Bormiston Cave, which was exploited shortly after, and which is still very much in use today. Regarding the fire brigade, the third resolution noted that it was highly desirable that a steam fire engine be obtained and that the governor and legislature should provide the necessary funds to acquire this equipment. 10 years later, in 1895, government purchased the assets of the two existing water companies, thus creating the Water Works Department. Therefore, the meeting of Bridgetown's leading merchants, reported in the Agricultural Reporter on this day in 1883, placed enormous pressure on the government to act decisively to ensure a better water supply. Thank you for joining me on this journey through Bajan history.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.